USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facing a recall, embattled Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom says California will pay off all the past due rent that accumulated from the coronavirus pandemic. Originally, 80% would be paid by lawmakers. Russ Heimrich with Business Consumer Services and Housing Agency on Fox 11 in Los Angeles.
Within the next day or so, we may hear an announcement that it is going up to 100%, in which case landlords will get 100% of the rent they're owed, or tenants whose landlords decide not to participate will get the 100%.
Left unsettled is whether California will continue to ban evictions for unpaid rent beyond June 30th. A federal judge dismissed most of the claims by activists and civil liberties groups who accused the Trump administration of violating the civil rights of protesters who were forcibly removed by police at a church near the White House last year. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich said Monday the claims in the suit were speculative. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The city of New York has broken its contract with President Trump, leaving the Big Apple on the hook for millions of dollars of lost revenue. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Trump Organization has sued New York City after the city ended its contract for a golf course at Ferry Point Park. The city terminated the contract following the January 6th riots at the Capitol, alleging that former President Trump incited the riot and was therefore in violation of the contract. The company had operated the course located in the Bronx since 2015. In the lawsuit, the Trump Organization argued that New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has a pre-existing political bias against the former president and used the events of January 6th as a pretext to terminate Trump-related contracts.
A Florida woman reportedly withdrew $20 from an ATM and was stunned to discover her account boasted a jaw-dropping balance of nearly $1 billion. She says she's not able to return the money because she can't get a real person to talk to on the phone. Julia Yankowski of Largo near Tampa has a Chase bank account. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
This day in history, Flash, 1933, Adolf Hitler bans political parties in Germany other than the Nazis. Flash, 1941, under the codename Barbarossa, Germany invades the Soviet Union. Flash, 1942, a Japanese submarine bombs Fort Stevens at the mouth of the Columbia River, northwest of Portland, Oregon. Flash, 1938.
Clinch and Rook Brown is back against the ropes again. They're not too close to the ropes. Lewis out, and Lewis missed with a left swing. But in close, but a hard right to the jaw, and again, a right to the body, a left hook, a right to the head, a left to the head, a right. Stanley is going down. But he held to his feet, held to the rope, looked to his corner in helplessness, and Stanley is down. Stanley is down. The count is four. It's, and he's up, and Lewis, right and left to the head, a left to the jaw, a right to the head, and Donovan is watching carefully. Lewis measured him. Right to the body. A left up to the jaw. And Schmeling is down. The count is 5, 6, 7, 8. The men are in the ring. The fight is over on a technical knockout. Max Schmeling is beaten in one round.
Joe Lewis and Max Schmeling meet for the second time in the boxing ring. Schmeling had won the first fight. The fight was held at Yankee Stadium before a crowd of 70,000 people. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.